the classic Christmas songs by our boys Blink-182. Welcome to the Fake Cave, everybody. It's the Hot Take Kid, Phil Gentile, here in the Jimmy's Famous Seafood Studios. Thank you for joining us. I have two gentlemen from Connecticut on the phone here. I got, of course, Nick Thompson. What's up, brother? How are you?
Yo. What's up, man? How are you?
I can't complain, man. I'm feeling good. I got a good amount of shopping done. I'm almost, I would say, about 90%. How about you?
I have on 9%. Yeah, that sounds right.
Nine? You said nine?
Yeah. Just one? Yeah, nine. You said nine? You said nine, right?
Oh, you moved the decimal point over on me. Yeah.
Oh. All right, then. Yeah, nine. I'm right behind you.
Okay,
right behind
that's you. Good. What about you, Tommy Paradise? How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up, guys? Thanks for having me again. Should make this a regular thing.
We should. We're recording this podcast during one of the, I talked about it before we jumped on, Fantasy Football Hall of Fame performances by Aiden O'Connell here. He's got four touchdowns in the first half here against the Chargers. He's had four touchdowns all season long combined. So I tried to turn the TV on, but we talked about it. My kid lost the fucking remote somewhere, so I can't even do that. But I got a cool beer. I'm ready to talk some
figs. What is your brony, dude?
I know. Who knows what he was watching? He watches that Big Show show like nonstop, like it's The Office or something.
Same.
Toy Drive.
My kid.
Your kid, yeah. Toy Drive update. Man, we have probably 200 toys behind me. I'm dropping them off on Monday. A couple people yesterday Venmo'd me or PayPal'd me to grab some stuff, which is a good idea. I would say mailing is no longer an option, but if you do want to send some money, I'll go to Five Below or Walmart or Target. And
after he has a real nice lunch. Real nice lunch. Thanks a lot.
I got a couple porterhouses. Yeah. Will Boberg and Rob Schwartz both sent me some cash. Rob said he wanted, he's got two little girls at home, so he wanted me to pick up some girl stuff, which is, hey, you tell me what to get. I'll get whatever you windshield wipers, washer fluid, whatever you tell me to buy.
Blinker fluid.
Yeah, blinker fluid. Exactly. Yeah. But I want to thank everybody who donated. We got about 15 people, guys, including you two, including me, including a lot of other people. We'll run down the names a little bit, but all of those people will be entered to win our two giveaway figures. And also, more importantly, entered into our Royal Rumble contest, which is like the most fun thing we do all year, where 30 of us randomly pick a number associated with someone in the men's Royal Rumble. And if that person wins, all 29 other people in our group will send that person a wrestling figure in the mail. So basically, if you win, you're going to get 29 packages of Mint on Card wrestling figures sent to your front door. Your wife is going to love it. She will definitely believe you that it's just a contest.
That you did not pay for them, for sure.
Yep. I'm pumped, man. It's cool. Like I said on the live video the other day, I was opening a package from somebody. Somebody spent $50 on shipping to send me a package of toys, and people I've known for my whole life haven't even responded to like a post about, giving anything. So
did you ask him about this during the live about this? Sebastian about this shipping fees.
Well, he wasn't in the live, but it was.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian Cologne is the gentleman who sent a big. I mean, the box was heavy. It was a heavy freaking box. I don't know if he used pirate ship or what, but it said $50 on it. I don't know how you. I mean, what else would it be? I mean,
I got to figure out what he's doing very wrong.
The box I sent was huge, and it was only like $17 to ship it.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't know. I was confused as well. There was a bunch of rocks in the bottom protecting it, instead of bubble wrap.
Was it the rock with the guitar? Yeah. Oh, real rocks. Real rocks.
Oh, got it.
We have fun here. We are sponsored by our friends at J&J Figures. Check them out, jjfigures.com. Great website. They do Whatnot live streams every Friday at 1 o'clock. And of course, our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGK for 10% off. They got a Black Friday 4.0 sale going on right now. I just grabbed a bunch of stuff. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Tom, your Christmas shopping is good. You got the kid. What, he wanted a 3D printer and
We didn't end up going that route, though. Yeah.
What's he want?
TV for his bedroom he wants.
Nice.
Some PlayStation games he wants. Some hockey stuff. Some baseball stuff.
When you say PlayStation, PlayStation 1, because you're not saying a number behind there, so five. I assume just five. The original.
PlayStation. Okay. His birthday was this past week. We did get him like one of the steering wheels for the PlayStation 5.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's been having a blast of that. So nice. He's about 99% done. Good. So I think we just have to do the stocking. So
that PlayStation, and then, PlayStation 5 I bought is still up in the spare bedroom, has not even been opened yet.
Bro, you gotta get that set up before the big day.
I gotta think.
Dude, this guy just got pirate ship. You think he's gonna be able to handle these upload this?
I know,
this update?
Right? I just don't know how to tell the kid. I just don't want to like drop it. It's not a Christmas present for him, so I don't want to wait till Christmas. But I don't know what it's. Once I open that thing, it's gonna be like, it's like game over. I'm just gonna be playing nonstop because I've been back into Madden. I've been playing Madden on the PS4, just jonesing for some fucking PS5.
But Daniel Jonesen,
Danny Dimes,
Mac Jonesen.
Not Mac Jonesen.
Nobody's Mac Jonesen. Nobody right
John Mac Bones Jones. John yeah. Bones Jonesen. Doing coke, driving around.
We're gonna do our top five AEW figures of the year and kind of do a State of the Union address on Jazzwares about what they've done well, what they have not done well, and kind of what we're gonna hope to see in 2024. We got some news. We got some weekly purchases. I'm excited. We got Christmas is 11 days away. So there you go.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Let's start with the.
I'm going to get on it this weekend.
Please do.
Marla doesn't know.
No. Yeah, that's the best thing about having
a wife. No, we put cash in her account. Dude. She has a lot of relatives taking care of her.
That's right.
I got to start an account for my kid. It's only been 8 years.
Oh, do you got to get on that chat, bro? Whatever that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, man. We started late too, though.
On the what? On the what chat?
The chat. It's like educational. Yeah, 529, dude.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The problem is neither my parents or my wife's parents are they just want to give them stupid things, you know? They don't want to give money. It's not fun to open money, you know what I mean, for a kid.
Wait till they're 13.
I know. Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Well, true. But I mean, like in savings or something, you know what I mean? Like they want to give them something they can, you know, open up take a picture of. But
I want to teach her at an early age that when she opens cards in front of people to flip the card, like to try to shake the cash out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
When it's empty, she learns just to stare at the people that did not give her any cash.
Just like keep grabbing inside the card for something. And
like she's 3 years old, just going,
oh, that's nice. Oh, this is empty. All right, let's get into some news here. Ringside Black Friday Sale 4.0. Got a bunch of winners on here. If you waited, if you held out as long as you could, you got some really good steals on here. I mean, I'm talking MJF with the scarf, Cody Rhodes suited for $4.99. Those are both great figures. I grabbed today. I guess this is not weekly purchases because it didn't arrive. I grabbed the Brody Lee 2-pack, which I've been talking about for weeks on this podcast. I think it was $12.99 or $13.99 for that. I grabbed the Brian Myers and Matt Cardona kind of Remco-style figures that came out about a year ago. They were $3.99 or $5.
Oh, I got to get some extras of those.
Two of the Cardonas were $5.99, and two of the Myers were $3.99 each. And then I was just grabbing. I grabbed a Jake Hager for $1.99, a Nyla Rose for $1.99. A bunch of shit for my kid that I want to convince him to do well on his report card and just have like an unboxing video. I'm gonna reach out to Fig Heel and see if we can do like a collabo video, because he loves watching Fig Heel's unboxing videos where he reaches back and grabs a random figure and opens it. So that's good fodder for that. But yeah, a bunch of basics on here for less than $5. You really can't go wrong. I mean, I went to grab that Paul Bear figure. We talked about that time. That Paul Bear from Elite 106 is gonzo. It's neither the regular or the chase are still available on Ringside nor Wrestling Collector Shop. So I hope you grab that figure if you wanted it. It should be in stores probably, I don't know, March maybe?
Yeah, I pre-ordered the regular, but I pre-ordered it with like the Undertaker Ultimate, the re-release there.
Oh.
And so I have to wait for that to come in. And I ordered the Jerry Lawler Survivor Series figure from Wrestling Collector Shop too. So that's all one order. I like a jackass wait. It was like, I can wait. And now I hear everybody talking about that Paul Bearer figure and seeing people getting it. And I'm like, fuck. And then I was listening to Major Pod and they were talking about the Chase and how good the chase is and how it would fit with your attitude era. And I'm like,
100%. Yeah, it's a
totally son of a bitch. Totally so now I need character. The chase. Yeah. Now I need the chase.
Yeah, I got to upgrade that first Hall of Fame Paul Bearer is like way too skinny, Nick. I got to upgrade that one. So I got my kid the Chad Gable Elite 106. That wasn't on sale or anything, but it's just I think it's in stock now. It was something I know he's going to want. So I don't know if that'll come before Christmas, but any of you guys peruse the sale on Black Friday 4.0 yet?
These prices, I was telling you guys earlier, it's like last year it was like every time there was a Cyber Monday, Black Friday, it dropped another dollar, dropped another dollar, dropped another dollar. Yeah, but some stuff went up, like the Lucha Bros went up.
Oh, really? Maybe because that means they're low on stock, I guess?
I just think that certain things aren't like, you know, doing the same formula as they were before.
Well, there isn't many cheap elites anymore. Like you scroll by price, you know, the cheapest elite is the Omos Elite 97 for $6.99, and then
Corbin's still there.
Corbin's like 11 or 12. I mean, it's not super cheap. You know, it's not. I didn't grab any. I was going to grab one of those, but it wasn't. I don't need it that bad. So,
I talked myself out of a lot of stuff on here. I was like, oh, I love Roddy Piper. I should get the retro, but it's only $5.99.
Yeah.
I'm pissed because I should have waited another week to get the Bret Hart Defining Moments because that's down to the $13.99.
Wow, that's a great price.
Yeah, I think I paid $16.99. I mean, I know it's only $3, but the Vader that I bought too, the Royal Rumble one, is the same price, $13.99 as well. And that was $16 or $17.99 when I bought it. So kind of wish I held out another week or so. But there's definitely less stuff on here now, though.
Oh, yeah, it's cleared out for sure. You can get these Blood and Guts, Wheeler Yuta, Thunder Rosa, and Britt Baker for $13.99 each. So that's pretty nice. Tons of stuff on here. So check it out. Use code FIGCAVE to save another 10% on top of that. And I don't know if they'll probably do a Cyber Monday 5.0. I don't know. God. I mean, by the time next week rolls around, I don't know what's going to be left on there. So slim pickings. What do you guys think about we really didn't talk about this beforehand, but which is probably a good thing. How many Super 7 figures, like the G.I. Joe ones and the Simpsons and some of these other things, and this is not really wrestling-related as much, but Nick, I'll go to you first. These are highly articulated, expensive $60, $70 figures that people wait year or so for that now, you know, this is obviously during the holidays. Some of them have gone down less than $20, like these G.I. Joe
Ultimates. 11 is what we saw this week, right?
Yeah, insane. I didn't grab any, but I was tempted because I just don't want to start a new collection. But
same.
What do you think this does to people's mindset that are like, I'm never going to pre-order these ever again? Like, why would I pre-order this for $70?
I think with all the, you know, people just aren't spending the way they were a few months ago or a year ago. But
yeah.
I think you just got to get the ones you absolutely have to have. Like, you have to be more selective and then get the rest later, which is kind of how I tried to buy this year. It was like, oh, I'll get everything else on Black Friday. I'll get on Black Friday. Like, I'm not going to pay full price for Corbin.
Yeah.
But if he's $9-$10 on Black Friday, I'll grab it. But the Super Sevens, you know, I mean, time to tell you, at Zombie Hideout, they have a shitload of these. Walls of Super Sevens.
Oof. I was just there.
Some of them are great, but like the Transformers, they don't transform.
Right.
Okay. It's kind of it's a big part of the Transformer lore.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, there's a whole line of non-transforming like Transformers that it's so stupid.
They're
like
Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's just, how they identify as formers.
I don't know what's going to happen because, I mean, I guess with wrestling figures, you're always going to have the people that want to have it right now in their hands, and you know some things will sell out and you won't be able to get it for cheap. Then you have to go on eBay and spend double the money. So I guess there's kind of two sides of the coin here. But I'm just a little worried because the economy is not set up for people to be, you know, pre-ordering these, especially for me, somebody like me. I'm mostly wrestling. I would love to get these Simpsons or G.I. Joe ones, but I'm not as big of a fan of that to get into that. But if I see them for $10, $20, I will grab them. maybe on the flip side, it's going to make more people collectors of it, and then they're like, oh, these are cool. I definitely will grab these for more expensive. Like, people can justify like getting into a collection because you got the first hit for cheap. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a drug dealer.
Gateway drug. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like you're not into these, and you see them for $11.99 or $10.99, whatever it was.
Yeah,
you're like, oh shit! Now I got Cobra Commander and Destro. Now I gotta get Duke and Lady J and all these other ones. Yep. So I'm actually mad at myself. I slept on that Entertainment Earth deal. I was like, I'm gonna get Cobra Commander and Destro. Kind of do like what you were doing, where it's like just like one figure from a line when you were a kid.
Oh yeah,
And I was like, I love both those guys. I could find some space on a little miscellaneous shelf I have here, but I ended up sleeping on it too long, and they were sold out by the time I decided I was going to pull the trigger. So, blessing in disguise, I guess.
Yeah, everything happens really for a reason. But interesting to see. I mean, they're not cheap, but the packaging. I mean, everything on them is great. I see them all the time in like specialty stores. The packaging is amazing. The figures are like unreal. You know. I don't know if they do too good with like humans, but like the freaking Simpson ones are amazing, like just like right off the TV. It's awesome. So, speaking of awesome, Mike Awesome, ECW great Mike Awesome, announced for Zombie Sailor's Heels and Faces line, and I don't know when that'll go up for pre-order or when it'll be available, but
who knows when I'll actually see it, but yeah,
it's an upcoming line. People were chirping today that they pre-ordered that Johnny Gargano retro exactly a year ago, and it said summer was supposed ridiculous. To come out. So yeah, I mean, they're we talk about it all the time on the show, guys. They're awesome figures. They're probably the best looking retro figures of all these companies making them, but they do take a long time. So what are you going to do? I mean, if you miss out, then they're going to be twice as much money on eBay. So
the Mike Awesome, I was talking to some other people about it, is it's a great figure, but we're so used to these accessories, these jackets, these chains, these vests.
Yeah, good point.
That it's weird to see a figure that's just straight up like tights.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of that when I was looking at it.
Like just black tights, like not even any, like
yeah,
not even anything,
yeah. And it's
like,
it's yeah. It's great. It is. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. But
yeah,
he has no facial hair. He's not wearing a t-shirt. He doesn't know tattoos. It's like
yeah,
shit. It's just a straight up like plain shooter. Like so, I don't know. Maybe I wonder if he's gonna do like a Gladiator variant, which is his character over in Japan. So it's literally cool. Just like I think it's just like some paint under his eyes, but
yeah, people would buy it. Yeah,
it'll pop.
So I'm not a huge Mike Awesome guy. I would pre-order that Macho Man. I don't know how long ago he showed off that Macho Man. We need to scroll back on the Zombie Sailor. That was right when the Macho Man license lost. So that was like, was that WrestleMania time when they showed off that?
No, it was like, was it like July? I think it was August. Like,
okay,
I
think yeah,
a yeah, couple weeks after yeah. you were here. Yeah,
yeah. So. I mean, still, that was, we still haven't even gotten a pre-order for that. So that's going to be after, more than a year away, I guess.
Yeah, he's got to rush that. He's got to put a rush on that so that it can be in people's hands.
Yeah.
And start a second one way before
he signs.
He's going to re-sign his Legends contract. Or his estate's going to re-sign his Legends contract.
Yep.
For sure.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the other side of the coin, we saw the Canadians, a.k.a. the Quebecers from...
yikes!
From Grapplers and Gimmicks. Man, these do not look good. They have the same exact face, just one's like...
wider.
Had more ice cream or something, yeah.
Yeah. They're terrible.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's the best place.
Yeah.
Nick kind of tiptoed around it, and you just stuck your dick inside of it. Yeah, it's...
Sorry.
Yeah. Pretty bad. Jacoby Myers threw a touchdown. There you go, Tom. So it's 40.
Just got the notification.
49-0. Yeah, they're pretty bad. I mean, this was one of my favorite tag. I don't know if favorite, but like this is when I was really into wrestling, like 94, 95. Like watching it, waiting by the mailbox for WWF magazine, watching every morning on Saturdays for Superstars, and like. So deep into wrestling and like Smoking Guns, Godwins, Quebecers. This was my shit. So I was really, I'm hoping they get done by Zombie Sailor and, he does them right because these do not look good. They're a good attempt, but We'll see how they look in hand, but if you're really desperate for them, if you're a big Quebecers fan, they will be available soon.
They're not the Mount. They're not the Mounties. I don't know if you know the song, but they're not the Mounties.
We talked last week about the ringside bell to bell figures coming up for pre-order, and as soon as that happened, the Asylum All-Stars Series 1, which I believe was Buff Bagwell, Scott Norton, Earl Hebner, and the Road Warriors. I might be missing one person. Those arrived to the guys from Asylum, and they are shipping now. People have already received them. Same kind of Remco style figures. And we went from like nobody even talking about these Remco figures to like now Asylum, Ringside, and Powertown are now making. I don't think we have anything left that has not been remade, right?
Plus the Superstars.
What's that?
Plus Superstars.
Superstars too, yeah. And Motu, yeah. So, pretty crazy. You ordered some of these, right? You got the Road Warriors coming, Nick?
I have the Road Warriors and Scott Norton. Okay. Figuring I'd be able to catch him at a, at a signing. I actually have him for something for him to sign, so.
Did you get shipping notification yet?
No, I was actually going to look it up right now to see if, I didn't get an email. But I was curious. Mm. That's me clicking away.
Should have said don't know how to influencers shut up first, I guess.
someday, bro.
We got to look at the Powertown Remco figures series 1. Obviously they've made those they're not ultimates, are they? What are they called? Not Supremes or Ultimates. What are those
Power? Oh, they do.
What are
they? They have a name. Ultras.
Ultras. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. This is going to be Jim Duggan, Magnum TA with Tully Blanchard in a two-pack, The Missing Link, Rock and Roll Express, Bobo Brazil, and Tito Santana. These will go up in 2024 for pre-order, so you're probably looking end of the year, maybe next year for these. Are you going to grab any of these, Tom? Are you into Remco's?
I have the Superstars. I ordered the Legion of Doom or Road Warrior Bell to Bell.
Oh, nice.
Figures.
I just mailed you a Warrior Superstars.
That's right. Yep. These Figuel actually has the Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard on his Instagram.
Yep.
They look very, very good. They almost look too good. Kind of like how Zombie like is a step up from a Hasbro. None of the names on here really caught my attention except for Jim Duggan. I will probably grab a Hacksaw Jim Duggan, unless it's just Jim Duggan and not Hacksaw, just to go with this, like that whole Superstars little collection I got. But that made me think, I talk about this on the run-in podcast this week. I wonder if that means that Jim Duggan's Legend Zeal is up.
Yeah, I don't know. They seem to all be different, but maybe it's just because Mattel doesn't make a Remco style figure. I don't really know how that works, but they are like the Remcos really did have like they all had the same faces, right? They were just like different, same faces and bodies, but just different hair and outfits kind of thing. Like they weren't really like super detailed. These look really good. These look like super detailed like faces, and yeah, they look great. I mean, Powertown again took a while as well, but they're killing it, man. I mean, I think that somebody behind them that knows what they're doing, they've started with this, the 6-inch or whatever, 7-inch, now move it to these Remco figures. I'm excited to see what they're going to do in 2024. I'm not buying any of these. It's not anybody that I've really, even though I might grab the Magnum because he's a member of our Facebook group, the Fig Cave Facebook group. Mm. So, maybe get some bonus points with him, get him on the pod. But, anybody else on here, I don't really have any kind of connection to. So I'm just a supporter of the line as far as, like, hoping they do well. Nick?
This whole lineup, just nothing draws me into it. Like, I'm curious how they're going to do females. Like that's interesting. But the rest of them, I mean, we have Junkyard Dog, and the other guys are just too old that I don't really care.
Oh, I miss Junkyard Dog. Good call. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I think we got it mixed up. Isn't that for the for Ultra Wave 2 is Junkyard Dog?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're
not right. Oh, shit. Not, did I mix him up? Shit.
Not the Remco.
See, this is why we have Tom here, man. He's fixed one of my mess ups and one of
your
mess ups.
Dude, you got Tom here, and Tommy from Legal is going to have a field day tomorrow with this shit.
Oh yeah, true. Yep.
I'm not trying to take anybody's job.
No. Hey, you're just here to be a cog on the wheel, right?
That's right.
But yeah, overall these are cool. I'm excited. What and heading into 2024, guys, which like. Who would you say, what company is going to, like, the last leg of the race, Usain Bolt style, just, like, pull away from the rest of these companies?
I feel like Zombie is already pretty far ahead.
Yeah.
Of these. And I'm 100% biased here, but as soon as they get more stuff out, I think Figure Collections is going to have a big year in 2024.
Nice. That's a good pick. I like that. What about you, Nick?
I mean, Zombie is, it sounds like he's poised to just start bringing stock in and then selling. No more pre-orders. Now that he has like two sets plus some pre-order, like one-off pre-orders, that he kind of has his number he wants to bring in, and we'll see what happens.
That's nice.
If he does that and he can ship right away, it's going to be huge. It's just like same as Mattel Creations right now with, you know, I'm assuming they delayed George Animal Steel and Roddy Piper so they could ship it right away.
Yep.
Because they had such positive feedback from doing it the last set of retros. So
if you're him, do you want to have like the, you know, once you're on to set two or three, do you want to have like a, like something always available for people to buy? You know, I think the Major Brothers talk about that sometimes. Like when you go to the website.
The evergreens. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
some figures just always available because you don't want, you know, the pre-order then sell out, pre-order then that's good, but you want customers like here, what is this? Like stumbling upon your website and buying stuff. So I think you guys are right, but I think Figure Collections is doing really well with the retro figures and the bone crushing.
And they're staying stuff in their lane. Like yeah, they're like each the of these strength companies. Of it is that they're doing their own thing. It's based on Bro Crunchers, but nobody else is doing that right now, and I think that's huge.
I think the real game changer is going to be when Zombie rolls out these elite style figures.
Yeah.
This has to happen like now. Like, come on, we need this. There's so many guys.
Need that Double J.
You know these niche things like the Remcos and the Hasbros are cool, but I think your bread and butter is going to become people are salivating.
Six inch scale, yeah.
Yeah, like the Demolition 6-inch scale, dude. Just print money. Like, people want those figures so bad. Road Warriors, Demolition, there's so many guys that don't. I mean, you do an Owen Hart, like, I don't know if you get that, but there's the options are endless of guys that Mattel just can't get because they don't have
Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, like, that was talked about, man, that was almost a year ago, it feels like. But, yeah, I think that's what I'm most excited for in 2024. We're going to do, like a 2023 wrap-up episode, and we'll kind of get more into this a little bit, but I really want a company. The elite style is really what in 2023 what I want. I love the nostalgia here and there, but like what I want to see and like what I like see is best displayed and loose is I think like the current stuff. So, you guys ready to do some top five AEW figures?
Yeah, you guys have all still 5 years right next to you, so you can show them.
Oh yeah, I got pictures of them. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, before we jump into that, I just want to say, I know I'm a mark for Figure Collections, but the Headbangers retros are in stock right now.
Okay, those look great.
Order those at shop.figurecollections.com, and you guys can use Fig Cave to save 10%.
Oh, snap. Oh, love that.
Okay.
I do like that. They got Effie up there. They got Chelsea Green up there with the variant.
I believe the Demolition and Powers of Pain retros from Epic Toys are still up there too.
What's the update on this bone crushing Macho Man? When can I expect that in hand?
I don't know when exactly it's going to be in hand. Okay. I know probably I'll say first quarter of 2024.
Q1.
Because I have seen like the updated prototype pictures.
Ooh, nice.
Like with the hot dog's hand. Oh, they nice. They upgraded tan. The tan and stuff like that.
That's big.
So yeah, I'd say quarter one of 2024. Don't quote me on that, but okay. I'm pretty sure quarter one.
You've been quoted. All right. All right. Anybody want to start with their list? I feel like we're going to have pretty similar lists. Quick shout out to WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. You can go onto their website, search AEW Jazzwares by Unmatched or Unrivaled, and then search it by year to see exactly which figures have come out. There was 18 Unmatched figures that came out this year. There's quite a bit more Unrivaled, but those count like the Amazon exclusives and some other stuff. So who wants to go first? I do not want to go first.
Nick, you can go.
I will. I don't know if it kind of is just claiming all of them, but all the hooks, they're so similar. I'm not going to pick one.
Okay.
But I think they did a great job with them. They nailed that kid's hair.
Yeah.
To start. You know, the Ringside exclusive, which I did just purchase one. Well, we'll be here till next week. With the chips, the one-off tights, everything is it's good. So I'm a fan. That could be my five spot. Is the hook? I guess the hook mold.
Let me cut you off real quick, just to let people know we're going to go through our top fives here and say some good stuff because there is some good stuff that came from Jazzwares. And then talk about some possibly negative stuff that
Tom's here, right? So we're gonna be talking about negative stuff associated with AEW,
and then look to 2024 of some things. So, but good number five, I think they did do really well with him.
Tribalism Chief is here.
Yes.
Yes.
What's your number four?
I'm doing all five.
What do you think we should do? I don't know. I never know with this. Just too far. Just
yeah, just give your five. Give your five.
All right.
Yeah,
give your five.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he's a favorite for a lot of people. We got to make sure I got the right box here. I'll get Malakai Black, the Unmatched.
Oh, not the Supreme.
They killed it with his tattoos, the headpiece, you know, the eye. Him carrying the eye injury over from WWE. This figure was hard to find. I mean, even on Ringside, which they had some weird restocks this year for all their AEW figures. Like, I think that Jazzwares freeze kind of screwed up a lot of the year for them. The selling to Berkshire Hathaway, but that figure, the one time it was seen by my brother or I. It got purchased, and that's the only one I have. I've not seen other than that. Mm. You see other pieces of that set, but not that, but not that specific one. So, they nailed him. But as we've talked about before, they're really good at not human faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Luchasaurus won 1 year, Mass Figure another year. So, really good. In the three spot, I'll give it to Ruby Riott. They nailed this figure. This is Tom's girl.
Loves her.
Honestly, I was looking at that on Wrestling Figure Database. I'm like, figure does look actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great figure. Yeah.
They nailed her. They nailed everything about it. So,
I would not like to nail her. Just putting the record out there.
She might. Yeah.
Maybe with her new nose. Maybe with her.
She
new
was
nose.
Very sweet when I met her at the big event. So she signed this.
She seems like she has a good person, like a fun personality. Like she would, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do some stuff to her.
I mean, I don't want to be a creep about it.
No, don't be a creep. I mean, I don't want you to be a creep either. Yeah. I didn't mean that. I just meant like go to the park or like go to the movies or something.
I don't have an arm's reach, but I'll say the Danhausen Ringside exclusive is the one that I have. Waiting on the, if I can get my hands on the chase. But Danhausen, again, they're really good at not human faces. So him covered in paint and such like that is actually really good. And all the little variants between the Hookhausen, the Ringside exclusive, the mainline, and the chase. Far too many, but they're all going to sell. And so big fan of that. And number one, this is very obvious, is the Punk Supreme.
Okay. Mm. Mm. Controversial.
What?
No, I'm just joking.
What? It's they nailed it. They nailed it. They did a great job with everything, both sets of gear. I know that he wore like tights and long pants and he kind of changed up his look several times, but in the two versions of the tights is the way to go. The Chicago, best in the world shirt, everything about it. So Yeah, and it was a hot and hard item to get.
Hot and hard.
Hard. Took the words right out of my mouth.
All right.
Yeah. So that is my top five Jazzwares.
Okay. I like it. I'm ready to go.
Go for it.
Let me pull up my list here. Pretty similar. Number five, Penta Supreme. I like this figure a lot. It falls down to number five just because it has to be positioned kind of like sideways in the box because he's got that giant headdress on. But really awesome figure, man. The jackets are cool, kind of the Letterman style jackets. Colors really pop. The Supreme line is one of the best things that AW has done. I'm worried about the future of it because we haven't had one up for pre-order on Amazon in 7 or 8 months now. They seem to be only going to Walmarts. But great figure. I mean, so is the Ray. But I'm a huge Penta mark, and colors are cool. Number four on my list is this might be a little surprising. Wardlow Unrivaled 13. I think our buddy Dougie Nunya posted this picture to Facebook or something. And the secondary head, if you want to pull it up on here, it's just a great, like, probably one of the best human heads they've done. If somebody has like a side ponytail, has the tongue out, it's just a really good, like, accurate look of him. Whereas, you know, they've made a bunch of Wardlow figures. He's pretty, you know, just different color outfits, but it's a really good head on him. Love a good head. There, I'm going to go with the figure that our friends at Ringside Collectibles sent me. It's the Danhausen Unrivaled Series 13 Chase. Like you said, I mean, any kind of painted face or monster, dinosaur,
mask, molded, any sort of molded head, non-human face. It's perfect.
The cape is great. The detail. I mean, they also do tattoos really well. Let's give Jazzwares props for that. They do tattoos really, really well. They do packaging really, really well too. So, I mean, those three things are good. Malachi Black Supreme. I just put number two here. I know you said the Unrivaled. I'm going with the Supreme just because of all the extra stuff they have. And as much as I bag on Jazzwares, we bag on Jazzwares on this podcast, I'll say it right now before we even do our best of 2023. The best wrestling figure to come out this year is this CM Punk Supreme. If you do not have this figure, get it at your Walmart because this is the best wrestling figure to come out in 2023. Two legs, four heads, four sets of hands, world title. I mean, a shirt, it's a microphone. It's got so many different accessories. The heads are perfect. They all look super authentic and have different, like, it's not just a him with the mouth closed, like a Shawn Michaels freaking zombie face to it. They're all like different, like yelling or screaming or, you know, different action faces, I guess you could call them. But I can't say enough. I bought it for my kid. I might have to grab one for myself and keep it mint. It's just perfect. It's a perfect figure. I mean, as much bad stuff as they've done, we're going to get to a lot of bad stuff that Jazzwares have done. Maybe it's out of their control a little bit. These Supreme figures are freaking top notch. And the fact that you can take them apart, they'll take the legs off, the arms and the head so easily. I think Mattel saw that shit, was like, oh damn, we gotta like step our game up. They've started to do that a little bit, but I mean, the customization on these figures is awesome. I mean, so props to Jazzwares for that. You guys can record that if you want, but I mean, it's a perfect figure. There's not a damn thing wrong with it. So that's it. That's my top five.
Gushing.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I mean, I'll give them props when they deserve it, and they deserve.
I don't even want to follow that.
They fucking deserve it for that, man. I mean, can't find a damn thing wrong with that. It's a perfect wrestling figure.
All right, my number five is the Walmart Eddie Kingston. My number four is the Jericho Walmart.
Wow, you're just flying. You're just flying. Just
the Wardlow, the MJF, and the Hangman.
The Target Samoa Joe with the guy from Scary Movie Hands.
Oh,
God. No, I'm just fucking with you guys. Hook. I'm going to agree with Nick and have Hook as my number five. All versions of him. He looks like a Dragon Ball Z character every time I see his figures.
Yeah.
But it's like one of the hottest figure, you know, any, he's kind of in that Danhausen category where like all of his figures are a hot item right now. Everybody wants, you know, whatever they can get their hands on. Number four, I'm going to put them together. The Rey and Penta, Rey Fénix and Penta Supremes. Supremes, I don't own any of the Supremes, but I've seen, I've now seen the Punk, I've seen the Brit, and I've seen the, I think I saw the Kenny Omega at the store. And they do, they just, they knock it out of the park with these. Think they, I mean, we'll get into this in a minute here, but I think they should be, whatever that Jazzwares vault thing is going to be. I think they should just be on there because I don't think they're going to sell well at Walmart because, like we've talked about before, like Grandma Jane walking through Walmart has no idea who this is and then sees the price tag, probably doesn't realize that you're really getting like two or three figures out of it. So it's just going to sit there. But back to my list here. I'm going to go number three with the Punk Supreme. I did see that in person the other day. And phenomenal figure. I was actually tempted to snag it. I did not, but I'm going to go with, for number two, I'm going to go with the Malakai Supreme. But I'll put this with it. The Malakai was Unmatched that came out that you had on your list, Nick.
Yeah.
Both of those, just killer. Like you guys said, like it's not a human face that's, you know, in the box there on the main figure. And they kill it, the tattoos, they kill it. And everything looks great, on that. And then I think number one, just beating that and the Punk Supreme out is the, you could flip a coin for the, Unrivaled Series 13 Danhausen Rare or the Danhausen Ringside Exclusive. I think the Ringside Exclusive might go over the top just because the packaging is so damn good.
It's really good.
Where you open it and it's his cape. I think that's such a good touch. But yeah, it's like you guys kind of nailed everything with how they're really good at making non-human heads, kind of like Super 7. Yeah. And Danhausen's just kind of stands out and he's so toyetic as it is. So me and DJ talked about this on the pod this week. He has, I forgot the exact numbers. I want to say he's had 25 matches in AEW, and he has 24 figures in total. Because we always joke that he has more, and that's counting like micro brawlers. There's a bobblehead, like counting everything that was listed under his name on Wrestling Figure Database. It was 24-25 ratio, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
I told him in the Major Brothers Facebook group, he's the best marketer in the business because
absolutely
he's got absolutely. Some kind of like one of those voodoo kind of dolls coming out that I don't know. It's like there was one of them on the cover of like a Korn album once, like a looks like it's like a sewn together voodoo doll that, you know, people were like, oh my god, I can't wait to buy that. Like,
yep,
like, dude, yep. I mean, he's just genius, man. I mean, whoever he has like running, I guess it's him that runs his stuff, but
he got his wife a micro brawler.
Yeah, it's great. Good for him. Wife's pretty hot too.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go over some honorable mentions because I have one maybe. I mean, obviously the Blood and Guts. It says 2023. This Blood and Guts CM Punk MJF. I feel like that was end of the year last year. Like it came.
Yeah, out. It stuck in. Yeah.
Yeah.
For okay. Sure.
It's a great freaking two pack. I've been waiting for that to go down, but I need to buy that. That's two freaking all-timers there. I think
it's not going down. Maybe next year.
Yeah it's gonna be a while.
Great. See, it's like the Mega Powers, like where it's just barely going down, like $4 or $5, that's it.
And or then, if you buy damaged packaging, it's more expensive.
Yeah.
And also there's a 1 of 3,000 Jade Cargill that was on AEW shop. I think it's still available. We talked about it last week how it still hasn't sold out. It's a great figure. I mean, she has like green hair, has like almost like the Carmella like money type outfit. Comes with a huge belt. Really good figure. So a couple things that didn't make my list that I still think they did pretty good with. Anything else? You guys don't have to have one if you don't have one. But any kind of honorable mentions from some of the other figures that came out this year?
I'm looking through here. There's nothing really that catches my eye.
Sting SDCC was a great packaging too. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
I'd say that Butcher and the Blade, believe it or not, like,
yeah,
okay. I'm not huge fans of them, but their figures look very cool.
Yep. Yeah, they're cool. They look like shit kickers, you know, like badasses. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some bad shit. Who wants to start?
I'll start. We said it before. Just it's them selling to Berkshire Hathaway. They paused. Seems like they just paused all production. So it limited how many figures got out this year. Ringside didn't do any restocks. So the Kenny Omega and Malachi are going to, the value is just going to continue to climb because they're so rare. They just missed the boat completely. They missed the boat and missed way too many figures. Just, it was a very odd year. It was very odd. I mean, even the point where I thought they were canceled. You know, a couple of videos. I responded to a couple of videos. Even I mentioned it here. I was like, I wonder if that's the end of Jazzwares for us. So, I mean, I'm glad we're wrong. Gives us an extra product.
Yeah. No. I mean, you don't want to see them close down. I mean, they're a successful company that they're associated with. But I mean,
and AEW is the drop in the bucket. So
yeah, when you're making Fortnite and Squishmallow figures, like I guess you can take
Pokemon.
A loss. Yeah, Pokemon. You can take a loss on something here. Anything you want to add before I go in a little bit, Tom?
You're probably going to say a lot of the same stuff I said, but yeah, it's just the availability of the figures, the inconsistency of the figures, not knowing what's coming when, the announcements. It's like, I think you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's like Jeremy Padour was like, hey, who wants some AEW announcements?
Yeah.
And then it was like message board stuff, and it was like cancellations or delays. It wasn't even new. Like, when was the last time we saw new figs? Was it while they were in Wembley, or was it before that or after that?
They showed nothing.
I think that's Wembley. It. Yeah.
They showed all that. They showed like the Ring of Honor line and stuff like that.
Only one set has gone up for pre-order, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Too much. Too little.
Their lag time is the worst. They can't announce something and then have it go 3-4 months until it goes up for pre-order or we see a picture of it. It's just like they're way ahead of themselves here on some stuff. They're redoing the same people way too much. We can't have any more Jericho, Moxley, MJF. They're just not different enough. They're not the draws of like a Roman Reigns or Cody, but they're also not like toyetic enough to be picked up off the shelf because they always look different. You know what I mean? It's like they don't make a Randy Orton every 2 months because he wears the same shit all the time. Right. It would never sell. I mean, stores are flooded with these figures. I mean, the Walmarts that have these Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho figures, they're going to be there forever. I mean, they just... And then it makes it look bad. People turn into a joke on Instagram. It's just like, it should not be the way it is. Like, that's one of their biggest problems. The LJN thing is done. They tried it. It sucked. No one wants those. Get rid of them, okay? Mattel is really good at if something sucks, no one buys it, they stop it. Like, almost too early. You know what I mean? And whereas Jazzwares, they're just chugging along. They're not even listening, looking at the numbers. I mean, those things are on clearance everywhere. They're on the Ringside clearance. Nobody wants that shit. They fucked it up, you know, out of their control a little bit because you lose Cody, lose CM Punk. Thunder Rosa is gone. I mean, just some contract stuff that's out of, you know, that's AEW. That's not Jazzwares. They're different companies, obviously. Where else do I go here? The Blood and Guts line is cool, but it's also like you can't just make that every year. You have to wait for a match or something meaningful, and I think it's totally been devalued with the Britt Baker, Wheeler Yuta, Thunder Rosa ones. They're just not special. Nobody.
Those just get thrown to ringside for like pennies on the dollar. Got to be.
They're not special. Nobody cares. We talked about it and kind of joked about it that they can't do human faces. I mean, these FTR figures are so bad. I mean, they're awful. They're fucking awful. The Moxley figures are bad. I mean, yeah, you can do Sting and Danhausen and some of these other guys really well, but some of the ones that are on the shelves, they're like, you just don't want to be a joke. Like you talked about the small hands of Samoa Joe, like just a lot of stuff, like inconsistencies where something new comes out, it looks great, the Supremes come out, And then, but then we see pictures of something that looks like crap. I don't think they make anything feel special. Like, the announcements are never, like, hyped up. Like, next week, you know, Steve Ozer is on Instagram. Next week, Wednesday, 3 o'clock, live on Instagram, live on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, hey, tomorrow, let's do something. Like, and then right. It's just nothing. It's just grainy fucking pictures from, like, someone's basement. It's just not thought out, and just it doesn't have the importance or the care that Mattel has put into WWE. Now, is that because they've been around longer, or is that also because, like you said, Jazzwares, it's their C or D or E brand, you know, versus their B brand? So a lot of good, a lot of bad from Jazzwares. I'm scared as what we're going to see in 2024, because the Supreme line should be their bread and butter. That is what collectors, I think, are going for. I don't think they need to be in stores. They should be on this Jazzwares Vault thing. That's another thing. Jazzwares Vault was talked about, and then there was no details, Nick. Nothing. It's been months, right? There's nothing on there.
Even that All In with it, the hater.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, here's this exclusive Shop AEW figure. And you know what? It's just a pre-order. They made it. Every other Shop AEW was available like a week and a half later or at the event.
Yep.
This is straight up. This is a pre-order. And we are not cluing in it any way to when you're getting it.
With the Vault thing, too, it's like they should have had that ready to go when they announced it.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys said that already or not, but
no,
they
just,
like,
yeah, just have it established, like, maybe let me build, not sign up for email, just let me build my account and get some, dude, sell your mainline shit in there just for now.
Right. You can get mainline shit on Mattel Creations.
Yeah.
Just put that, everyone was mad about that bunny not being in stores. That's the first thing up there. 1 of 5,000. Okay, there you go. You get a chance to buy it. If you buy it, you get the chase. Everyone gets the chase. That's what we're selling, is the chase, right? Because it was supposed to be
and beta test it. We need this site beta tested for all the shit that you know, the rush you're gonna get when shit goes on sale.
Yeah, like you said a couple weeks ago, even Mattel Creations, it was tough at first. Like, the Slaughter, like, you know, crashed, or it sold out in 15 seconds or whatever. Now it's fine, you can get whatever you want, but it was tough at first, and that's a huge company. So I don't think the ROH thing is going to survive. I don't know what the AEW is such a niche of wrestling fans. Then you're going to go a subgenre below that with a niche of AEW guys. Like, you know, best of luck to them with that. But I mean, that is a good thing to put them on the Jazzwares Vault thing, but you showed them, it should have been like, these will be available tomorrow on Jazzwares Vault. Boom. That's, you know, just for a pre-order. Like, We pre-ordered that Cody Ultimate, and it took a year. Nobody cared. Like, take our money. I pre-ordered it. I'm guaranteed it. Whatever. But, you know, those are now long and forgotten. When's that even going to come up? You know, so I don't know. I think you talked to, I wasn't a collector of the Jax days, but you talked about Jeremy Padour with the Jax stuff of, like, just kind of, they just like to throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks and not really... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it any more than that, but
it's just getting lazy. It's the, like you said, the whole Jax thing. It's just the Jax was these really shitty repaint, like, from what I know about it, and I wasn't collecting then, but everything that's been referenced about is, it's just shitty, lazy repaints. Oh, it's missing a tattoo. Oh, fuck, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yep. No knee pads.
Yeah, just,
I remember, so that.
Just such little care given to it on some of these. There's a lot of care given on some, and then very little on the rest. So
we've totally buried the lead here. We didn't get an Owen Hart figure for fucking 25 years, and these guys got the chance. This was their chance to go on the fucking map and say, holy shit, they knocked this out of the park, and that figure sucks, okay? That was,
all of them.
I mean, that's all. You ask any wrestling collector, like, what figure do you want more than anything else? Well, I want an Owen Hart. I don't have an Owen Hart. Never got an Owen Hart figure. And it just sucks. Like, dude, I know you couldn't do black and pink or whatever. That's fine. But, I mean, it looks like the freaking dad from Waterboy. It's awful. It's fucking awful. I mean, it's a bad figure. And, like, yes, they do some stuff good. We talked about it here. But that was... a layup, you know what I mean? That should not have been shown off or released until you perfected that. you know.
So that face is so bad, dude.
I mean, like,
it is.
2 years ago, if you would have said a company's going to make an Owen Hart figure, like, oh, it's going to sell millions, like, and it's on ringside for fucking $15. Like, no one wants it. Like, it's insane, right. Insane. So.
I know, and I buy almost the ringside exclusives. The thought has never crossed my mind to buy, you know, the ringside Owen.
Yeah, and like they totally devalue that name. Like, and I love the idea of the Lumineers thing, like doing Legends, because they had Tully Blanchard, they had Jake the Snake Roberts backstage, they had Dean Malenko backstage, they have Jerry Lynn backstage, I think they have. They had Chavo at one point. There's probably five guys I forgot already, but.
They just let Kevin Sullivan go.
That's a different
Kevin Sullivan. Yeah, he Sullivan. Was working for them?
No. I didn't even realize that, yeah.
No, it's a different Kevin. There's a Kevin Sullivan that used to work for WWE that's like a production guy.
The wrestler. Yeah,
people keep confusing it with the wrestler, Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I feel like I would have known if Kevin Sullivan was actually working there, but yeah.
Oops.
But I mean, that all we got was that Sting figure, and then we got the ugly Lionheart Chris Jericho. I just feel like, you know, they haven't capitalized on some of these side Legends things. Like, obviously the you know, Mattel has a roster of hundreds of guys they can use, so it's much easier. But I mean, you had some guys there. I mean, fucking Jake Roberts would be great, you know, do a WCW Jake Roberts, or like Ric Flair works there now. Are we going to get a Ric Flair figure in 2024?
I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so bad.
It will be bad, but they should 100% do it. Like
Ric Flair in a suit? They'd probably knock that out of the park, honestly.
Give me a Supreme Ric Flair. Don't even mess with one of these Unrivaled things. Do a Supreme. Do a suited body with like a bloody body, with long hair, short hair, mom haircut. You know.
Oh my God! What if you did a Supreme Flair in a suit, but then it came with a jacket that you could take off and have elbow drop?
Oh my God! There you go. Yeah.
But also a bloody face.
Yep.
To put on him. Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some money in there.
Anything?
Well, that'll be the third one they release of him.
Shoes for him to hold, like that famous promo where he's holding the shoes.
Alligators. Yep.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to see besides that from Jazzwares in 2024?
Quick note, Flair will be fired by the time that figure actually comes out. So.
Yeah, he's not going to last more.
Yes, 100%. It'll be outdated, 100%. Just like a lot of them. So.
Yeah, it's PC, too PC now for Ric Flair promos every week.
You know what I'm actually surprised is that we haven't gotten a Tony Khan figure. I'm not saying I want one. I'm surprised that we haven't gotten one.
He would get lambasted if he did one of those. I don't know if it would make sense because he is on television every once in a while, but man, that would be, I don't know. I'd probably buy it.
It's going to set him up throughout my house, but leave bad announcements on him, like a little voice bubble.
Have those Sammy Guevara signs that he holds up and just give him to a, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they did good with the to go back to make kind of a shit sandwich here. I do they're doing the commentary pack, like the rings are cool,
the belts, the
entranceway, the belt pack, the two.
Honestly,
packs.
I was thinking that same thing before we when we were chatting here a minute ago. That same thought came into my head. I really like the announcer pack and that they did Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, it's cool. Like. That's what I wish Mattel would do too. So they're, you know, I can't totally shit on Jazzwares. They are doing some cool stuff. So, we'll see what 2024 holds for them. But I think getting away from this next set is great. This is Keith Lee, Swerve, Tony Storm, Ricky Starks, and the Acclaimed. Like that's all guys who need figures. Haven't had them for it's no like peg warmer people. I don't think. And it's also not like the same people that have gotten figures 1,000 times from AEW, but I don't know how.
Man, I want to buy that Acclaimed set, but just knowing that it's going to be, you know, $30 cheaper on Black Friday next year.
Yeah.
Stuff. Tough.
And you got the 3-pack coming out.
Yeah, that's one.
That's what he's talking about, yeah.
Oh, my bad, my bad. I thought you were talking about the two in the set, the next set that's coming out.
Yeah.
All right, we are back live. Thank you guys for listening to our AEW. That was a good discussion. You know, I think there was some positive stuff, some negative stuff, but I think, you know, we have a clear vision for 2024 for what we want to see from Jazzwares. Let's get it. You guys ready for some weekly purchases?
Always ready for purchases. Weekly purchases.
Okay. Here comes the
money. Here we go. Money talk. My favorite segment of the week, weekly purchases, brought to you in part by Ringside Collectibles. We talked about them earlier. I mean, shop early. Like we said, that Paul Bear already sold out. And you got to wait 4 months for it to show up at Walmart in some crappy packaging. Don't do it. Just go to Ringside Collectibles, buy like a big boy, and do your shopping. I'm going to go first because I don't have anything. I know Nick's got some good stuff. So that'll save us. Tom, you got two things as well?
Yeah, just two things for me.
Nick loves when I buy these. He loves when I buy these stupid G.I. Joe classified. This is, who is this guy? This is
Beachhead? Is that Beachhead?
Ralph Nunchuck Baducci.
I don't even remember that guy.
Baducci. Yeah, I don't know who this guy either is. I don't even know either. So
I bought him. Why? What are you doing with those? Doing this?
Put them in a big tub and keep them in the basement in the corner.
Ah, what do you perfect.
Do? What do you do with all the stuff you buy for $24?
Intervention, man. Intervention.
I know. This needs to stop. It's going to stop. I got this in the mail. Thank you to Mattel Creations for this. All they needed was my credit card number. They sent it to me right away. It's so yep. great. Yeah. This hairy guy is George Animal Steel and Roddy Piper. I'm not even going to open this. I'm just going to put it on the shelf. Don't give a shit about it. I have no connection to either of these guys. I'm still in on the Ultimate Editions, but I've never felt more like of a blah about them right now with the Asuka and the Roman and the Bobby Lashley and Bianca.
You're not excited about that Asuka?
That's the heartbreak. The Asuka is going to be, I think, one of the best Ultimates. There is.
That's going to be figure of the year in 24.
It'll be good. It will be good, but I'm not excited about it. It's just not, I don't know.
We need some new blood under contract. I think that's, I'm kind of hoping that like this little burst we're getting with these independent toy companies, maybe WWE and Mattel will be like, all right, we got to keep these people. We got to keep, you know, these people under contract because they can go do shit with other people. And like, how many Macho Man, Shawn Michaels, Ultimate Warriors do we need?
Like, Steiner Brothers Ultimate should have already been announced.
Yep.
I'm worried that that's not going to happen. I am excited for the Outsiders, two-pack. That's going to be sick.
Yeah.
So I got that to look forward to. So, not all doom and gloom, but I like the Coliseum Collection. We got the Hart Foundation is coming next. I'm sure that'll be up for pre-order in a couple, you know, 3-4 months. So, we'll see.
But I am excited for that one.
I got a bunch of stuff from, I talked about my Ringside order I just placed. That's about it. Got my son a bunch of stuff for Christmas that he's not going to know about. He wants an Angel Garza. One of you guys, I think it was you, Thomas, sent like 10 Angel Garzas. My son is all about Angel Garza now. He keeps asking for one of them. I have one in my bin of like from last Ringside sale that I never gave him. Like, he's not going to ever want this. Why did I even fucking buy this for $3? And now I'm like, oh, my God, I guess I don't have to give him this now because he's asking all about it, you know?
It's that's just hysterical.
Just somebody different, I guess, that he doesn't have that, you know. So,
what is he on, NXT? Is he on?
Yeah, him and Humberto.
He's in NXT. Oh. I didn't know that, yeah. It's good for them. Los Lotharios?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, what'd you get?
I got the Piper and George the Animal Steel.
You too. Okay. All
right. Yeah. And then I got my first Major Bendy.
Oh, nice.
Black Friday. Ric Flair was up.
Oh, nice.
The bloody Ric Flair from his last match. Yeah. I was so anti this when it first came out. And then Wrestling Collector Shop had it for a real solid price, so I decided to jump on it once they put more out.
Why were you so against it? You thought just because you don't like the last match thing?
Yeah, it's like old man crazy Flair. I tried to forget Ric Flair like after 2000, we'll say 2010.
Shawn Michaels match. Yeah.
Yeah, after the Shawn Michaels match, nothing really good happened except that promo with Jay Lethal in TNA.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, these are phenomenal. I did pre-order the Wrestling Collector Shop exclusive Macho Man that's based on his Hasbro.
I need to buy that.
I pre-ordered that, and then this was up there as well, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab it because these might not ever pop up again. And they sent the Major Bendy's card that comes with it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Very happy to have that in the collection. So, but there's also the Wrestling Collector Shop Sergeant Slaughter exclusive, which is in G.I. Joe packaging, which looks very cool.
That is really cool.
I kind of want to grab one of the Slaughters. I'm going to grab one of the variants, but there's a lot of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Ringside has
Collector one. Shop, Ringside, Collector obviously shop. The main one. Yeah. A lot of options.
But yeah, that's all I got. I did a couple pre-orders and stuff this week, but other than that, like I said, I pre-ordered the Legion of Doom.
This said they would get here in December, right? This month?
December, yeah. I'm debating on ordering the Steiners. Part of me is like, just do it. I have like a little shelf of the Superstars guys.
Yeah.
Just throw them on there.
They look cool.
I think it's shit. I got the Georgiano Steel Roddy Piper.
I saw you making some moves in the Facebook group right before the show, getting some signed stuff.
Oh, I saw you making a move on High Spots too.
That's what I was.
Oh yeah. You know what it is? It's that I know that Hardy chart. That's a pretty good price because people are starting to really jack up the ultimate prices. You know, the premium item.
When you get them signed, you're talking about.
Yeah. So you're talking about, you know, a $25, $30 figure.
Which is bullshit.
The 10 for the JSA. Dude, it's...
An autograph for a figure should be one price for a figure, or a card, right. Or an 8x10. It shouldn't matter what kind of figure it is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Did you guys listen to this week's episode? I know we kind of talked about it off-air, but the whole autograph thing?
Yep.
The Major Pod thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with them. I just don't like it's happened several times at Squared Circle Collectibles where, you know, Slaughter will be there and it's $60 and then one of my buddies will text me like, "Oh, I just got here. He's actually charging $80." Like,
ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's advertised on the website or whatever or their social media and then they get there and the handler or somebody wants more money. Like, it's bullshit. Like,
well, even for Tom, for Nash, at the big event, Kevin Nash was supposed to be $120 for a combo, $50 for an additional auto. So $170 if you want, you know. So I was like, it's $80 just to get the ultimate sign. Said, okay. So one of the guys I was with, I was like, dude, I will give you, you know, I'll give you $70 and whatever. I did the math. I was like, I'll give you money if you want to get a combo.
Yeah, kind of like what we did with Kurt Angle. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he went up to him and they were like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I want to do the combo and extra 50. And they're like, yeah, we're not doing that. He's like, yeah, but it says on brown paper bag tickets, whatever the ticket vendor is.
That's bullshit, man. Yeah.
Like $50 at the show add on.
Carny bullshit bait and switch. Cause,
it said any auto for $50 at the show in addition to a combo.
Yeah. I would just walk away. I don't need an autograph that bad. Somebody will be selling it.
Dude, Honky was like up to his old tricks. I was like, I'm not doing this. Yeah.
Bullshit.
But that whole autograph conversation I thought was really interesting. But it was like the simplest way to say it was. So anyway, that didn't hear it, if you don't listen to Major Pod, it'll come out today when this one comes out. But people had a problem with Matt and all wrestlers charging for their autograph.
Just stupid. One guy did in the Facebook.
One guy, but dude, he had support. If you go to that YouTube,
really,
where that comment originated, there was people like agreeing with him. It's like simplest form: the boys are a small business; their career is their product. So you know, they're working the ring as their product, and that's
part of their job. Yeah. Their work. Like
that's their craft, and then this is their product. Is them selling themselves. Yeah.
Like if you part of your job you didn't get paid for some reason, like but you got paid for other parts. Like, no, that's
I think Brian nailed it. He said that the thing is you want Matt's autograph, he doesn't want yours. Like, I thought that was like perfect. Like, this is something you want, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, that guy was just a complete fucking moron. So
yeah, I don't get I get what he's saying, but it's not true. Like,
yeah.
Like if they're going to do some kind of charity thing and do it for free, but like, you can, like, and Brian also said at a good point, like, if you don't want to pay for it, you can just go up and say, hey, man, I love, like, your match against blah, 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 WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. You know, the ladder match was great. You know, I thought you were, you know, cool. I love, you know, and I'm sure they'd shake your hand and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Even in Albany, when Matt had just won the NWA title, they had an auto show, and I was like, I just want a photo with Matt. I was like, because I just want to hold the NWA title. Like, I thought that'd be awesome. I was even going to, like, dress with, like, Flair with the red polo. And it's hard to find a red polo than you think, unless you work at Target. but I told the guy taking the picture from Heroes, I was like, dude, I'm not paying for it. I said, but Brian's going to hop in this picture because he, like, I've met him before. He's met me before. I was like, but I'm not paying for that. I said, I'm paying for Matt, because this is what he's like, oh, no, he won't do that. I said, I guarantee you. As soon as I walked there. But I felt bad because I wanted, like, you want to give Brian money. I was like, but dude, I got to get 20 other autographs today, and I already have 30 of your autographs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll get you on the next one.
Pal.
Yeah. I didn't buy anything else, man.
That's good.
I bought a $4 Gangrel Micro Brawler because PWTs has their giveaways and their whatnot. You have to buy something. And they were giving away Sean Spears Chase. I was like,
I do like that though. That makes it.
I think they should do that on one of them for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially it drops down. There's only like 25 people like in that as opposed to 140 people watching.
My wife really likes. She's not a big chocolate person, but she loves Butterfingers for some reason. So I went on Amazon. They had like a the picture was a bag like you would get from like a Halloween fun size, $12 for like a bunch of fun size. So I bought it. It came in like a DH Gate plastic, like foggy plastic bag wrapped up and taped up, like all like little loose candy bars. And they wouldn't give me a refund on the website because it was like a food thing. They couldn't take it back.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want this. It's not even like in package. It's just loose like candy bars. Like who the fucking held this? I don't know if the package ripped and they just threw it in a bag and sent it to me or whatever. So eventually I got someone to give me my money, but I had to call someone, which, you know.
They go to Subway, but you don't want bread? Just put it in a bowl. So I'll take tuna in a bowl, please.
The guy's like, yeah, you can keep it or give it to someone else. I was like, I'm just going to throw these away. This is gross. It's like fucking loose mini. I'm sure someone touched these, you know? It's gross. But I think me and the wife, we were debating what they're going to do. And I think it was just, she was like, why don't we just do 10 things? Like 10 stocking or 10 gifts or whatever, just 10, you know, you get me 10 things, I'll get you 10 things. Like, don't go overboard. And I was like, okay.
Me and the wife are strictly doing nothing.
I like that too. I mean, it kind of, it was hard to make a list for fucking my parents, my sister, her brother.
Oh, Zoe just picked her last thing from my mom. Like, my mom was like, no, I need one more thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
jeez. You know,
fucking gift card.
I was like, all right. So you feel like forced because you're like, I don't really want this, but.
It's kind of, we do a secret Santa with my stepsister, her boyfriend, and my mom and my stepdad. And it's the same thing. Like, I was making my list and I'm like, there's not anything I really need or want. Like, that I'm just putting stuff on here to put stuff on here. I'm going to talk about just like pulling the plug on it next year. Like, we don't need to do this.
Yeah.
Like, we all spend $75 on each other and it's like, just spend that on yourself.
Oh, those are sick, dude. Those are like Tim's. Like, dude, Nike Tim's?
Ooh.
This was my Hanukkah present from Zoe's parents.
Those are nice.
So, dude, I wanted these last year, but Zach said, no, dude, this is, if she's really buying, Zach Egolf made me get the air fryer for the house.
Okay.
Well, this year I was a little more selfish, and I wanted some Duck Boot Air Force Ones, dude.
These are sick.
These are awesome. Yeah, I gotta hit the leather and then wear them this weekend.
I'm gonna guarantee it right here. Someone is gonna buy me a fucking Ravens beanie with the pom pom on it. I have probably six of those already. I don't want one of those, and I guarantee someone's gonna buy me that.
I'm glad work stopped doing the Secret Santa because it was always like, what football team do you like? Oh, cool. You know, every four guys in the office getting Giants. New York Giants socks.
Like a Walmart giant socks.
Yeah. Oh,
great. Cool.
One year, one lady was like, I was like, if you're going to do, I know you're going to do the sock thing. I was like, here, get the Stance ones. Like when a couple years ago, when Stance was the shit. So
those socks are really good. Homage was
butter blend
for a while.
Shit. Yeah.
Remember Kenny's coworker got him like the whole set of like elites one year, like five different elites. Like, Jesus Christ. How the fuck would you
damn.
Know? How would you know to get somebody that? You must really listen.
There's one guy that collects Transformers at work. I always want to get him. I was trying to get him, but he would get me every year instead.
Oh, man. At work, they used to give us like a $20 gift card for like a grocery store, basically, as like instead of like turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they were like, oh, you can donate them, you know, if you want to. You don't have to pick them up. And I was like, fuck, I'm not going to donate it. I just want my gift card. Like, I do enough donating. I do the toy drive. That's my kind thing. I'm not going to let this fucking multi-million-dollar corporation take my $20 gift card. And now they're like, all right, we're just going to – actually, we're not doing gift cards anymore. We're just going to make a donation to everyone's name for $20 to this –
like, to the human fund?
Yeah. So yeah. Sure. It goes into back into the freaking bottom line or something.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fuck you.
That's George Costanza shit right there.
That's why my manager takes me to lunch today. She goes out to, and I like get like three things of sushi. I bring them home for Nash. Yeah. She's like, oh wow, you're hungry. I was like, no, this isn't for me. It's just the company's paying for this, right? She's like, oh yeah, they're paying for us. I was like, okay, well if you're gonna ride with me, I'm gonna buy $40 worth of sushi.
We have one guy does that. Like every time we have like a little work after work, you know, get dinner, get a couple of drinks. He always has to go home right away, but he's like, he'll order the most expensive thing to go. He's like, yeah, I would love the lobster quesadilla.
You're like, yeah. What,
dude? Can you put my wife's
name on
it?
This market price lobster quesadilla. Okay. What a dick.
Next week we're gonna do. I guess we should do probably top 10. Should we break up Mattel into elites and ultimates or just do, because you got superstars, retros. What should we do here? Top five of each?
You want to do top three of each? Ooh, or do you think it's going to be too much crossover between the three of our three picks each?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
Leave out superstars. Leave out retros.
Why don't we just do elites and then do everything in a potpourri category?
I was gonna say just do elites and ultimates, but
okay, well, we could do that. We'll talk about it. But next week, next week is Mattel. We're gonna do some Mattel, at least ultimates and elites. We'll see about. We're not doing basics. I guess we could do like a
maybe pick one retro, one superstar.
Okay, that could work.
We'll come up with some rules, guys. Yeah.
We'll do this off air. We won't bore you with the details, but
I'll even come back next week if you'll have me.
Me. Yeah. I like that. And then the week after, we'll kind of touch on like all. We'll do a top five or ten of grapplers and gimmicks, heels and faces, our figure collections, guys, independent stuff. You know. That's Christmas week, though. That's New Year's week, right? Shit.
Dude, it's creeping
we'll
up fast.
We'll figure out. Somewhere along. It might be the right after. I don't know. We'll see.
And then we'll do kind of year in review. We'll jump into 2024. We'll get ready for the Rumble, WrestleMania. We have to talk about our... We're all buying tickets, right, to WrestleMania. Everyone's still down?
I'm still down.
I will be in Philly for WrestleMania week, and I will do everything. I might not even go to WrestleMania. I might only go to one night. I might not go to either night. I don't know.
What? Why is that?
Because there's 50 other things to do there that weekend that it's like, you know, even just going one night last year was fun.
Okay.
I know like Alejandro Contreras does like the GCW like passport. He went to like eight different, like he was just allowed to go to every GCW event and it was like eight over the weekend.
Mm. Jeez.
Yeah. Wow.
I got to figure out if the kid's coming with me or not. He hasn't really been interested, so I don't.
Oh,
I don't really want to spend the money if he's not.
Dude, the way you've described it is that he hasn't watched any wrestling with you lately. It's like
no, he hasn't watched anything. Yeah. He didn't go to Blitzkrieg a couple weeks ago.
That started? I didn't know about that. That makes me sad.
Yeah, it's been like the last. I'm trying to think of like the last pay per view he watched with me. Oh. I don't even know. Over the summer sometime. So he's been, I asked him about it like maybe 3 months ago and he was like, yeah, I'll still go. And now, but like now since we haven't really talked about it and he hasn't, I think he just wants to see, like, I think he just wants to go to Philly, but
he used to hang out with Nash.
Yeah. I'll definitely bring that up. So,
yeah.
Just get him tickets to some indie show. It's WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania.
Yeah, here, you want to go get, see some chicks get hit with light tubes? We're going to GCW, bro.
Yeah, man. Throw some batteries.
We'll watch Steph DeLander smoke cigarettes.
Oh, Chris. all right. Well, we'll get more info. I brought this up because I do, all three of us want to be and will probably be in Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. I do want to get some sort of impromptu get together. I don't know, a cheesesteak place or somewhere. We're going to eat a bunch of cheesesteaks that week. Shocker.
I'm definitely in. Whether Logan is or not, I'm definitely in. Okay. I'm going. That's
good. Oh, yeah. No. Dude, I've been scrapping wire. I'm scrapping wire until Mania.
I think it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to find a place, right? Like, we should.
Nah.
No?
Philadelphia is huge. We'll find a place.
Philadelphia is pretty huge.
Even if you're just slightly the outskirts, like, you're still, I think you're still good.
Oh, yeah. It's like
I just bought my WrestleCon ticket. I took care of WrestleCon already. It's $40 for a 3-day pass.
That's not bad. That's better than last year.
Just get it out of the way. Perfect.
$40 for it's nothing.
Yeah, there is like a mega ticket where it's like, oh, you can go to this event, this brunch, this dinner, like
VIP stuff. Yeah,
but... like breakfast with Goldberg. Well, not
fuck Goldberg, that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I might need to do that because I got some stuff to get signed. I need Sean Waltman to be there.
He's going to be at Squared Circle Expo the week before.
I know.
Just saying.
Who's going to that? Mike Lanham going?
Mike Lanham's
saving his money for Philly.
I'm pretty sure Mike's going because it's a quick drive for him. I'm pretty sure I'm going because Jack's paying.
Oh, you're 100% going?
I think so.
All right.
I think I'm 100% going, yes.
You think you're 100%. Wow. Spoken like a true fence liner.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you live. Well, you'll be on the show next week, but we'll talk to you live from there, and that'll be a fun, convention. I've never been to a wrestling convention ever. I know you guys are fucking pros.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I've never been to one. So
I'm gonna be working though. I'm gonna be working for Jack if I go. So
WrestleMania weekend. What's the worst smell that you had last year, Tom, or and Nick too? What was there a? Because I feel like in a big arena like that, you can't get the underarm deodorant smell like you can like a small indie show. But what was?
Nah, dude. Because everybody we sit with all the other collectors. Like everybody was trying to be like on their best version of themselves.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
So I think we were all good, but. It might have been outside crypto with the people that cook hot dogs on baking sheets.
Oh yeah, those like fire Blackstones.
It's not even a Blackstone, dude. It was a fucking cookie sheet.
Yeah,
over top of what? Like a propane heater or something?
Yeah, dude. It might have just been heated by the sun. I'm not sure.
Oh, a mobile hot plate. I bought one.
It's bacon wrapped dogs. They have absolutely
That sounds delicious.
Well, should be two salty things. It has no taste, no salt whatsoever.
I bought one. Right before Raw.
Oh, nice. I did. Wait for my ride back to the hotel. But yeah.
if I go, I'm not doing Raw or SmackDown.
No, me neither. Just NXT. Mania.
Yeah. I want to walk around. I want to hang out in the house with everybody. I want to eat some cheesesteaks.
Yeah, I want to do I definitely want to do the Major Pod Show.
WrestleCon.
Probably one night of Mania. It kind of depends on, what the car as the car shapes up.
Yeah. And you got to do the Superstore like when you first get there. Otherwise, the hoodie you want will be sold out.
Yeah. I hopped on the Hey Buddy pod with Josh Stapleton and David True was on there. And he's like, dude, put your money aside, buy the mini belts. He's like, you sell them for about four times what you pay for them. He's like, it'll pay for your whole weekend.
Wow, really?
He's like, I'll just do
the size of like a book. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I said the program. The program was $20. They were flipping for $65.
That's good money.
Yeah, dude, it's very Mania 40. Like it's. I think it's gonna have.
I love programs anyway.
The hoodie.
What sucks is these things are huge, dude. Like
They're like the size of fucking like bigger than a Rolling Stone used to be. Like yeah.
You should look when we do it though. We should look into taking the train in there with Nash, so you don't have to pay to park a car or anything.
100%.
I thought about buying an e-bike just for that week, like a $300 e-bike,
just for the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna charge it at Hannah and Ben, so
I got a buddy that lives like kind of like how far I am from Baltimore, like 10-15 minute drive that I'm like we could just fucking throw money at him to just carter.
I have a buddy that he just became a coach at Temple, gymnastics coach.
Go Owls.
Gymnastics set.
Go Owls.
So I'm trying to figure out what his deal is. I'm like, dude, are you gonna be around here? If you're not, we'll give you money for your apartment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll
figure it out.
Sister-in-law won't be leaving anywhere, I guess.
No, I tried, man. I tried to get Hannah Van. I was like, come on. Because even if I just stay there, I might just do that.
I think anybody is still listening to our WrestleMania plans right now besides Mike Lane.
Well, Tommy from legal has got to make sure that we're not saying anything.
Sapienza is listening for sure. Chad Miller's listening, and Mike Lanham are listening. So that's all that matters to me.
And now the 11% discount code at Ringside is
Big Dicks. All right, Big Dicks. We'll be back here next week, guys. Do some shopping this weekend. Check out Ringside. Check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/runinpod. $1 access to our Facebook group. This would be the best Christmas gift you can get yourself. Right, Tom?
Yeah, dude. I was just talking on the run-in. I said Mike Lanham is giving away movies in there.
Yeah,
and
every day.
That could pay for your dollar for that month.
Yeah, I got today. Got the Into the Spider-Verse on digital, now on my Movies Everywhere app for free from Mike Lanham. We do live unboxing, live fig hunts. We do. You guys do a ton of giveaways from homage shirts and all kinds of stuff, figures. It's definitely a dollar well spent. Plus, you get to buy and sell and trade from us. You can literally type in, hey, I need Bob Backlund Elite 94, and somebody will have it, you know, for sale. So that's the best thing about the group. Plus, we talk about non-wrestling stuff, eggnog and food and fat boy stuff. So definitely check it out. Patreon.com/runandpod. Follow us on Instagram at TheFigCave. X is at CaveFig. Anything you guys want to add before we get the hell out of here?
Grab your headbangers from shop.figurecollections.com. Use the code BigCave.
There we go.
10% off. And free Tommy.
Hashtag free Tommy. Hashtag
free Tommy. I'm sorry I bet on baseball.
I'm sorry. Hashtag free Tommy. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again.
Stay classy, yep. Marks. We'll talk to you next week.
Later. Wash your hands.